This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Iraqi Shiite leader Muqtada al-Sadr is calling off a massive protest in Baghdad. Sadr called for demonstrations in the capital city today, but now aides to Sadr say he's calling it all off because Iraqi forces are blocking his supporters from getting there. Hundreds fled Baghdad's Sadr city last week as gun battles raged. Americans lost several troops in fierce fighting against a Shiite militia loyal to Sadr. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro.
It's been one of the bloodiest 48 hours for U.S. forces in months. American soldiers are taking the lead in fighting the militia loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in Baghdad's slum of Sadr City. The close urban fighting and well-armed Mehdi army fighters has carried deadly consequences. On Monday, two soldiers were killed in rocket-propelled grenade attacks. Another was killed with small arms fire after his vehicle was hit with a roadside bomb. The fourth died when another roadside bomb blew up under his vehicle late last night. General David Petraeus, the head of all U.S. forces in Iraq, is testifying in front of Congress today. His brainchild, The Surge, has been successful in bringing down sectarian attacks in the Iraqi capital over the past year. But as the recent unrest and its cost to the U.S. military shows, Iraq is still far from stable.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad. And Iraq will indeed be center stage in Washington today as General Petraeus testifies before Congress, along with the U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker. At issue, troop levels. Right now, there are about 158,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, and under plans that were announced last year, five brigades will be pulled out by July. That's about 20,000 troops. Petraeus is expected to argue against further troop drawdowns this year. Texas officials say they've now taken more than 400 children into state custody after raiding a polygamous compound in West Texas. Authorities are investigating allegations that girls living in the compound were being sexually abused. The state says the move of the children is the largest in its history. More than 130 women are sharing a shelter with the children. Police have one person under arrest and are still searching the compound near El Dorado. They're keeping certain men there in place while they search. And a new slate of Pulitzer Prize winners is in the history books. In the music category, Bob Dylan won an honorary prize for his impact on pop music and American culture. Tracy Letts won for his play August, Osage County. And Yuno Diaz won the fiction prize for his novel, The Brief Wondrous Life of Wow. But the big winner was The Washington Post, which received six Pulitzer Prizes. Here's NPR's David Folkenflik.
The Post was recognized by the Pulitzers for work exposing shabby care for war veterans returning from Iraq, for casting light on Vice President Dick Cheney's influence over the Bush White House, for analyzing business trends, for covering the mass deaths at Virginia Tech, for revealing the unchecked excesses of civilian contractors in Iraq, and for an essay about high culture and low expectations revealed when a virtuoso violinist was convinced to play for spare change at a Washington subway stop. It is the second biggest haul in Pulitzer history, eclipsed only by the New York Times the year after the September 2001 attacks. Other papers honored included the Chicago Tribune and the New York Times, which shared a prize for investigative reporting, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for local coverage, and the Boston Globe for cultural criticism.
NPR's David Folkenflik reporting. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.